Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from Washington, D.C. D.C., of course, folks, is not only the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper that you should be reading on a regular basis, and if you're not, you're making a big mistake because AFP is bringing you the news you need to know. But Washington is also the headquarters of the United States Congress and, of course, the place where the duly elected president of the United States is supposed to live. Well, we do have someone calling himself the president of the United States living here in Washington, D.C., and we do have the members of Congress sitting ensconced here on Capitol Hill, presumably having been elected to those offices. But, as I have discussed time and again, much to the discomfort of many people, and when I say the discomfort of many people, I talk about many of our listeners, because the fact is we do know, and we don't want to admit it, but we do know that our electoral system is corrupt, and I am talking about that system that we use to elect or presumably attempt to elect people to public office. Now, beginning back in the early 1980s, and I can still remember when these fellas first called and said they'd like to do a series for the Spotlight, the late Ken and Jim Collier, both of them now deceased, they proceeded to unwind a story in the pages of Spotlight, a story that we've kept alive subsequent to that in the pages of American Free Press, and that's the story of vote scam, vote theft on American soil, computerized vote fraud, the fact that our votes for president and vice president and Congress and really all offices, really state, local, and national, ultimately they are in the hands of the national media. That's a story in and of itself, folks. Well, one of the first people beyond the Collier brothers who is investigating this issue in recent times is a gentleman who's supposed to join us here tonight, James Condit Jr. Now, Jim Condit Jr. has been a guest on this program before. On that program, we discussed something entirely different. We discussed his interest and my interest and that of many people in some of the attempts, or actually the infiltration of the Vatican by Zionist elements. Well, that isn't what we're going to be discussing here tonight with Jim Condit. We're going to be discussing Jim Condit's own experiences going back to many years ago when he discovered that there was some tinkering even in the Iowa caucuses. And, of course, we just had the Iowa caucuses here, the Republican caucuses in Iowa for President of the United States. And evidently, based upon what Jim Condit's longtime friend and my good friend Mark Glenn has brought to my attention, evidently Jim has some evidence or has some ideas that there may have been some tinkering in these most recent Iowa caucuses. And all of this is very interesting, folks, of course, because it all gets right down to the root of what we're talking about, hardcore politics in America. So we should be being joined by Jim Condit very shortly. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. You'll forgive me if I'm sounding a little rusty this evening. I feel a little rusty. I just got up from a long winter's nap, as they said in the Three Bears, and I am just moving a little bit slower than usual here this evening. I suppose I maybe needed to sleep a little longer, but I was anxious to get up to hear what Jim Condit had to say. And I made a special point of making sure that my alarm clock was set to 10 minutes of 9 Eastern time, 10 minutes of 9 p.m. I occasionally have a misfortune of setting it for 9 a.m. And as a consequence, I've missed this show a couple times. Well, in any event, we have been joined by Jim Condit, I am pleased to say. Jim, welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hey, Jim. How's it going tonight?
Hey, Mike. How you doing there?
I'm glad you could make it. Jim, I don't know if... I know Mark Glenn set this up for us, and I appreciate him doing that. Obviously, the Iowa caucuses have been in the news, and last night on this program, I mentioned those Iowa caucuses in passing. And Mark Glenn reminded me of the fantastic work that you did many, many years ago, and you wrote about it, and we published it in the Spotlight newspaper, the story of what happened when Pat Buchanan was competing in the Iowa caucuses against, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, it was against then-sitting Vice President George H.W. Bush in 1988. Is that correct?
No, actually, it was 1996, and he was going that year. He ran against Bush in 92, but he announced after the Iowa caucuses and the Iowa straw poll. He was actually where we found the anomalies and the proven caucuses, the anomalies in the straw poll, which is what we just went through, was from was in relation to 96 when he was running against Dole and Phil Graham, but primarily
okay,
against...
Okay, so it was in 1996. Pat Buchanan was still in the Republican Party, and he was competing in the Iowa caucuses.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Well, you know, we have about 9 minutes before the break, Jim, and I know you have a lot of information there on that. So Why don't you just tell the audience what you found in the vaunted Iowa caucuses? And you were on the scene.
We were on the scene. We had people from all over the country, many of whom met for the first time. And we were there trying to get an open count. Now, one of the things that happened, Mike, that is we have reports that are going to be coming out on the Internet because there's so much about this, and I'll try to focus in on something we can handle easily. At votefraud.org, the top link there now says vote fraud crime syndicate poised to steal elections from Ron Paul. We've had that up for weeks. You can see anybody's watching this election knows that the Republican Party and the five TV networks are conspiring against Ron Paul in the same way they did against Pat Buchanan, because obviously an election of Ron Paul and bringing in a people that would work with him would mean an end and a beginning to turning around and an end to the New World Order. It would mean trillions of dollars diverted from the greedy criminals that are now running most of the country and the world. It would mean the end of needless wars in the Middle East, like the attack on Iran that the neocons are trying to do. It would mean the end of the attempt for a police state in the United States. And we know that little W. Bush just signed something saying that they can eavesdrop on our phone calls and snoop in our emails without a warrant. So there's a lot at stake here. So anybody that's watching it knows that. So we went there under the auspices of Citizens for a Fair Vote Count and a new group called VoteInSunshine.com that was made up specifically for this election to monitor the votes for everybody. But we're not kidding ourselves. We're not living in a detached world. We know that the motive is for those who are working with the CFR, the New World Order, the Trilateral Commission, to defraud and to press down the vote of Ron Paul. So what we just put up, the first report we put out says Ron Paul defrauded by Iowa straw poll process. Ron Paul defrauded by Iowa straw poll process. Now, what do we mean by that? This is now the Iowa caucuses come next year, apparently. Mike, have you noticed that the crooks running the two parties are trying to move the primaries and the caucuses up so that everything's decided in about 5 months? I'm sure you've noticed that.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for correcting me on that. You know, it occurred to me that there was something wrong when I was saying this was a straw poll as opposed to the actual caucus.
If we get into it, there was every indication of fraud in the straw poll, too, in 1995, just as there is here, okay? But let me try to, for the people that are interested in this straw poll, try to keep on point and not go down too many side streets so they can understand what's happening here. So we then, early on, thanks to Bob Schultz of We the People, I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but I have to say that he heroically came through and had the expertise to file the suit. One of his former state coordinators up there put us in touch 2 weeks ago, and then I've talked to him then 2 hours and then a few hours in between. And so eventually, by time the push came to shove, he came in and filed a suit asking them. And this suit is actually, Mike, going to be expanded to the entire country. It was filed to fix the whole problem, not just the Iowa straw poll. And it asked that the federal judge order that they be enjoined from using the dye machines, which are black boxes, which we can't know what happens in them, and put a clear paper ballot box out before every voting station, all ballots in there, kept in public all day, counted at each station by two designated people with all factions able to look on, and then the ballots never leave the public site till they're counted and posted, and that's what we asked for in the suit. Now, the federal judge denied it on Friday. We filed an appeal, and then a federal Eighth Circuit denied our appeal on Saturday, but they did not dismiss the case. So the case goes on. Very well written. It made a lot of international news until the editors got in about midnight on Saturday and started scrubbing it off all the websites, you know. And by time, in other words, the reporters at the local level often are, or the frontline reporters often write what they see. But boy, but we will have that out. We preserve the stories and we'll have that out to prove what they said the night before. And then how, like in the Des Moines Register, there was not one mention of any glitch, because there was a 2 hour and 15 minute delay between the time the straw poll ended and between the time that they announced the results. That was 15 minutes longer than the delay in 1995 when Pat Buchanan was running and they needed to make sure that he didn't win.
They need to recapitulate the vote.
Yes, quoting Governor Wallace.
Yes, exactly.
She said Governor Wallace was ahead, but then they took the ballots back inside and they recapitulate the vote, and Governor Wallace was behind. And, of course, that is the way they do it.
And I should add, in deference and reference to George Wallace, no one could say the word recapitulate dripping with venom like George Wallace could.
Exactly. So the point here is that, and incidentally, Mike, if this phone dies, I have another phone here. I'll call you right back. Okay.
Sounds good. Well, but it's good to know that. Yeah.
I didn't. In fact, at the break, I may switch phones because we just returned our rental car from Iowa, and I'm in a car that unfortunately does not have the charger working. So, at any rate,
we won't assume that it's Diebold at work.
No.
How is that pronounced? Is it Diebold or Diebold?
Well, I pronounce it Diebold because that's what it looks like, but they claim it should be called Diebold. So at any rate, so what we asked them for, and what we had asked them for by phone calls, different people from around the country, not me, will you count the vote in the open? No. Will you have any kind of an audit of the paper ballots afterwards? Well, first said yes, but in reality, the answer is no. They at the end, they said, no, we're not going to do anything. So the reason that we're calling this a fraudulent process is because, and you know this, Mike, people should know that back in 1984, you were the one who, you told me later, you let the Colliers and convinced Willis Carter to have the Colliers come aboard.
Yeah, they had a crazy, quote-unquote, crazy story to tell, but it sure sounded real to me.
Yeah, well,
brought the Colliers on board at the spotlight, and the story of vote scam made its own way through the world of reality because the evidence is all there, and thank God there's still people today like you and like so many other people carrying on the torch of the Colliers.
And incidentally, Fred Smart, who does a show on RBN a few times a week, he's the one that started VoteInSunshine.com. And it has some tremendous video up there of the confrontations we had. One of them was quite exciting anyway, of trying to ask them, could we just film what happens to the votes and the ballots and the machines at the end of the day? And, of course, the answer was no. They had police guard up to stop us, just the typical old story. People don't realize this goes on in 49 of the 50 states and half of New Hampshire. They snatch the ballots from the people, hide them behind police guard, then they come out and announce the results, and we're supposed to believe them. If people heard that this was happening in a little tin horn dictatorship in Asia or Africa or South America, Americans would laugh their head off and say, oh, thank God we live in a developed country. Well, I mean, as you and your listeners know, but most Americans don't know, that's exactly what we have going on here. They snatch the ballots from us at closing time, hide them behind police guard. If you want a recount, you have to wait 3 weeks to have it. So that means that, there's plenty of time in 3 weeks to switch the ballot.
And the irony is, Jim, that's just the paper ballots. God knows what's going on with the computerized ballots.
Exactly.
Everything else, yeah.
Exactly. Now, maybe I can focus this in for people quickest by saying that on Wednesday, August 8th of last week, Jan Michelson, who had done the first show I ever did on radio in 1986, and it was with the Colliers, was on the Jan Michelson show at WCKY in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we went into the studio, and Jan, let me talk.
Jim, I tell you what, we have a break coming up here.
Okay.
Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, get your pen and paper handy because when we come back, I'm going to ask Jim to give out the contact information you need to find out more about his work, which I consider some of the most important work taking place on American soil, because if we can't have honest elections, then we can't have the America we were promised, the America that we would like to think we have, the America that we should have, the America that so many people don't realize we don't have. So get your pen and paper handy. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. And we have Jim Condit Jr. aboard with us. His name is spelled C-O-N-D-I-T, Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T, James Condit, Jr.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Jim Condit aboard with us. Just another last-minute note to remind you to get your pen and paper handy, because when we come back after the next break, I'm going to ask Jim to give out his primary contact information. No pun intended here, primary, as in primary election, his primary contact information so you can contact Jim or check out the websites he thinks you should check out to find out just what is really going on in our electoral system. And I'm not talking about this fancy charade that is carried out. I'm talking about the real nuts and bolts of what's really going on, and that's what Jim's here to talk about. Jim.
Yes.
Okay. Just before we went to the break, you were talking about appearing on a Jan Michaels show, I believe, in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 20 years ago, but now Jan Michaelson is the morning talk show on 2000 Watts W station WHO. WCKY was a big station, too, in Cincinnati. But now, and he left Cincinnati for two reasons, one of which they were censoring him on two subjects, one of which was computer vote fraud. So he left for that. He's on WHO now, which is a 50,000 watt station. So he had me on, and I talked for about 20 minutes like we're talking now, and Bob Schultz came on for 5 minutes by phone and announced the lawsuit that we were about to file to try to get them to throw the computers out and use the good old hand count where the ballots don't disappear before they're counted, which is the way it has to be done to preserve the chain of evidence, you know. So anyway, he let me talk, and then at 20 after, the Republican Party of Iowa sent on a Chuck Loudner and a Ted Sporer, okay? They were poobahs in the Republican Party of Iowa, and they came on screaming at me and saying, how dare you? Who are you accusing in the Ohio, blah, blah, blah. So at one point I tried to say something. He said, don't interrupt me. So I said, oh, excuse me, sir. Well, when I finally got a chance to talk, and I Jan let him go a little because I had 20 minutes, I said, tell me this, Mr. Spohr, Mr. Laudner, who is it, name of the person, who is the person that programmed the Diebold computers that you're going to so supposedly count the vote on this Saturday in Ames? And, of course, as you know, Mike, silence. They don't know. And I said, I've never met one Republican or Democratic, so I've never met one election official in the United States that can tell us who is the faceless individuals that program these computers that are deciding the future of the world. Later on, I got to ask them, why is it that you people, and by you people I mean election officials and Republican and Democratic officials from the county level on up, why do you always want to take and hide the ballots from the people as soon as they vote? Why aren't you for letting them be in the open? And just answer that for everybody. Why do you always want to take and hide the ballots? And, of course, they diverted onto the next question. So I felt that any thinking listener would know from that something really crooked is up. Because only a crook, and I say this especially to the attorney and GOP thug Ted Spohr, who threatened to sue me 5 times on the show, I finally said, sue me! If you think I'm saying something wrong, sue me! I say this to the crook and political thug Ted Spohr especially. Anybody that wants to hide the ballots from the people before the ballots are counted is a crook, period. And I will stand by that no matter what they do to me.
Good for you, Jim. And, you know, those are just two very simple questions that you just outlined there. Number one, name the individual who programmed those computers. And the very fact that no political officials or party officials or public officials or any kind of officials can or are willing to name that individual says a lot about the lack of transparency in the election process. And then, just down to the very basic level, the second question that you posed to them, which they refused to answer, why they would not count the votes in the open, like you say, that says something crooked is going on. I don't think that any honest, rational person could disagree with you there, Jim.
And I said to them, I don't want you to trust me. I don't want to trust this. This should be done in the open so that all factions can see what's happening. So I contend that that is a fraudulent process. Now, is every election fixed? I don't say that. But when you have someone like Pat Buchanan in the 90s or Ron Paul now, who's at least articulating the hopes and dreams of real Americans and normal Americans against these thirsty, power-hungry people that you've outlined in the High Priest of War and the New Jerusalem and the other books you've written, then the only way to do it honestly is to count the votes in the open. So,
yeah, you know, I think that's important to point out, Jim, and I try to emphasize that too. As much as I am absolutely convinced that our election system in this country is fixed, I don't insist that every election is stolen, but what I insist, based upon the work that you've done, the Collier brothers have done, so many other people have done, it's very, very clear to me that the capacity to fix the elections is there, and there's evidence that you and other people have brought forth which demonstrates that, in fact, the elections have been fixed. So, you know, the fact that they're so determined to not discuss any of this is, again, even further evidence to me that there is a problem and something has to be done. So that's why it's so important that we're getting this information out here. This information is uncomfortable for a lot of people, Jim, but people need to know it. Okay, we are going to a break here momentarily, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim right at the beginning of the segment, which lasts about 25 minutes, to give his contact information. So get your pen and paper handy, folks. You do need this information. The election is coming upon us. And as much as we hate the electoral process in so many ways, it is important. So help Jim Condit out in any way you can. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, folks, welcome back here to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mike Piper here with James Condit, Jr. Jim, if you would, I've already prepared those who are interested to get out their pen and paper, and I'm sure they're waiting to take this information down. Give us your website information and any contact information you'd like to give out so that people can, if they want, in fact, send a contribution to you to help get your work underway even further.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. And nobody prepares your listeners better than you do for such information. But for people on the Internet, go to votefraud.org. That's VOTEFRAUD.org. And that has the phone number and the mailing address and the email address. And that, if you, the top link, because of the urgency of the situation, we have made something like the Crime Syndicate versus Ron Paul. It's a little more elaborate than that. If you click on that, there's about 10 articles there, including A House Without Doors, where we proved the, where we explain how we proved the vote fraud against Pat Buchanan in Dubuque, Iowa. Perpetrated.
Hey, Jim, excuse me, Jim, do me a favor. Give out your P.O. box address, too. There's a lot
of
people
will
be too lazy to go to the internet.
And I will. And I will give out the, I will give out the email also. Is votefraud@fuse.net. Votefraud@fuse.net. The P.O. box, and I was going to give that. I got diverted.
And that email is votefraud@fuse, F-U-S-E.
Right.
Votefraud@fuse.net.
Which is like fuse in your fuse box. You know,
right.
F is in Frank, E, U, S is in Sam, E. And then you have the other thing you got going is the address, which is P.O. box 11339, P.O. Box 11339, Cincinnati, Ohio 45211. That's P.O. Box 11339, Cincinnati, Ohio 45211, and that's Jim Condit Jr. or Citizens for a Fair Vote Count or VoteFraud.org. All of them will get to us. And the email, if people want to email me, we just said that is VoteFraud@fuse.net. So, yeah, those are the contact information, Mike.
Okay, very good. I wanted to get that out there so that people have it. And as I say, I encourage people to make a contribution and help Citizens for a Fair Vote Count do the job that's being done on our behalf.
Yeah, the next 6 months are critical, and because we do have a chance to if we can't get a victory for the Patriots, we can at least alert tens of millions of people in this time, God willing, that we have fraudulent elections. And really, it's a very dangerous situation they're creating. These guys in office cannot really prove that they're in office. They cannot really prove that we have a legitimate government because of the way they're counting the votes. And so that, you know, that leads to all kinds of possibilities, none of which are good. But that is the way it is. I mean, we're begging them to have verifiable elections, and they insist on having elections where you can't really tell what's happening. So, and that, there again, they can't prove that they were elected, even though in many cases we say, well, it looks like that guy was. And I will tell you that up in Iowa, Mike, it looked like Romney had the most people. He had the T-shirts. He had bussed in. He spent a few hundred thousand people bussing people in and paid for their ticket. But even that, it's not completely clear because a lot of Romney people, even some on camera to local TV stations, said, we're wearing his T-shirt, but we don't support him. One couple came on and said that there was rumors that the Ron Paul people had gone to great lengths to get his tickets and then change their mind and vote when they were there. So you just don't know unless you have the ballots. But what was not clear was that Ron Paul came in fifth and that the neocons, Brownback and Huckabee, came in second and third, and this is where we suspect that there is a problem. Because we don't know it, but here we are. We do have a way to try to prove it, which I'll tell you. But let me tell you something about the day. The police were under the campus police, under the direction of Ted Spohr and other of these Iowa GOP thugs, were threatening our people who were passing out literature and trying to take exit polls at each point, which were also tied to affidavits eventually for those who were willing to sign it. They threatened them with arrest for passing out literature. I think a number of our people who had just met the night before were intimidated. One of them, Greg Gorey of Texas, was detained and then eventually evicted from the property later in the day. Everything they were saying was intimidation and illegal to tell people that they would be arrested for distributing literature at a political event. At a political event where they are where they were paid $35 to participate, and they're singling out just our people who were passing out small pamphlets called Vote and Shun Sunshine, which explained why the Diebold system was crooked. And we quoted HBO, we quoted the New York Times quoting this study from the, I don't know if you've heard, but the University of California. Finney just completed a study 2 weeks ago, published July 28th on all the major papers, and it said it was paid for by the Secretary of State of California. And it said that the Diebold computers were easily rigged, easily manipulated, and totally unreliable for counting votes.
Absolutely.
That's about the fourth university-level study that said this. People can go to YouTube and punch in Princeton University Diebold, and there's a nine-minute demonstration showing exactly how these very Diebold machines that the Iowa GOP insisted on using in conjunction with the state auditor and the county auditor, how these machines are easily rigged. It's just a nine-minute demonstration there.
Hey, so, Jim, I don't mean to put you on the spot, and what I'm about to ask may or may not be totally relevant, but let me
ask
you this.
Go ahead, yeah.
In this Iowa straw poll, my guess is, correct me if I'm wrong, but my guess is that this straw poll was not conducted with the use of public funds in any way. It was strictly conducted and paid for.
No, and feel free to put me on the spot any time, and I'll tell you if I don't know.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something. This is why we filed the suit, because if they were just doing it as a private club like they did in 95, there would be no basis to file a suit, except possibly the contract that comes into existence. When I pay $35 to support the event, which I did, and this is the first year they restricted the voting to Iowans, or when an Iowan pays $35 to vote and participate. That is an implied contract that we're voting to get the true results of a straw poll, not the questionable or false results. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So that we could have sued on a contract basis, but this was a big thing that Bob Schultz or We the People put in the suit, and that was, hey, you're using and bragging about using county and state equipment, the Diet Bowl machines.
Okay.
You're not renting it. Now, at the end, they said, oh, okay, we're going to pay some rent. That was not what they said at the beginning. You're bringing the county auditor out to announce the results. You're bringing the state auditor out to do something else. You're bragging about all the government officials and personnel conducting the election. So he argued this is like a primary now. It's a hybrid event. But at the beginning of the 19th century, I learned from him, primaries were not regulated. But then they said, well, wait a minute. The primaries determine who we see at the general election, so these primaries have to be regulated too. And he's arguing that this is a quasi-public event.
Okay.
With public
right. So that's a point I wanted to verify on my own, because a lot of people just kind of accept what is being reported and just assume these political events are somehow part of the actual public election process.
Yes, and in fact, this is technically not, in a way, until they brought all these government people in, because of all the charges of fraud. They're trying to say, basically, don't look at the Diebold machine, look at all these unquestionably honest public officials we brought in.
They're trying to cover up their own possible or potential corruption by saying that, well, the fact that we have public officials overseeing things in here shows that it's not corrupt. But as you and all others, including myself, have been pointing out, that the public election process, at least at the general election level in the at November, that is in the hands of public officials, and they are just as suspect.
Yes, they're doing the same thing
as the private political party officials, so to speak.
And incidentally, Ron Paul did not distance himself from what we were doing. He was asked about it, and he said, naturally, we don't want anything frivolous to be done, which we all agree with that. But he said, now is the time to ask questions. When the election process is starting, now is the time to ask questions. So he did not distance himself from us in any way.
And I would add on my own, Jim, that that's actually quite a revolutionary thing for a candidate to say, because as you I know, and we've talked about this privately, and I think you've written about it and talked about it, other candidates in the past who were very much privy to the information that you had preferred not to talk about it.
That's Cannon, who I felt did a great service to the country and running and flushing out a lot of the New World Order types in the 90s. He really didn't talk about this until the end of the campaign, and that did not help him, and it didn't help the country, and it was very anemic, and then after the day after the campaign. But even I hope we can get the Ron Paul and Ron Paul campaign and Ron Paul to speak out really clearly about this issue. But in any case, he did not distance himself from us. And Buchanan actually didn't either, the few times he commented. But this was the highest profile that any candidate has ever done what Ron Paul did.
Good for
far.
Ron Paul.
And now the thing of it is, though, I wanted to there's some things I wanted to get in here for the listener's sake. So we had all this police intimidation. They had police guards so no one could see the evidence, namely the ballots. And here's the thing, though, when they announced the result, whatever really happened. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I just plugged in the power here. We just got home, so we won't fall apart now. Whatever really happened, we have to say that, like in 95, when they couldn't come out with the results for 2 hours, and then they claimed in 95, if you remember, and all these articles, incidentally, are on that link. You go to votefraud.org, and you hit the Ron Paul link at the top. An complete explanation of what happened at Ames is there. The House Without Doors, about the vote fraud we proved in the Dubuque, Iowa election by Voter News Service and the Iowa GOP, that article's there. The recent part one of our report is there, so that's where people can go to get a more detailed thing of what's happening. But basically, Mike, what happened was then, when you think of 95, you think, well, they didn't want Buchanan, because there were 250 media outlets here this time. This does affect the future of the race. It is very important, and that was another argument Bob Schultz used, why they should do it in an honest way. And the Tommy Thompson, you may have heard Tommy Thompson dropped out the day after the Iowa straw poll. So this does have an effect on their own
Absolutely.
Website. On this, their own website, they said the Iowa straw poll not only affects the Iowa caucus, not only affects the 2008 presidential election, but it will affect the future of the world. I mean, that isn't the exact word, but that's what they say. So the point is that, and even the contract basis alone, the contract between the people who pay the $35, there's an implied contract there that you're paying for a true result of what how the people voted, how the voters voted, not a false result.
But yeah, you're not just participating for fun. You're participating because you want to make your vote count, literally.
That's,
and when you pay that $35, your assumption is that your vote will be counted and counted correctly.
That is correct. And the Supreme Court has ruled twice in the last 100 years, in 1964 and 1915, that the right to vote includes not only the right to cast a ballot, but the right to know that it was counted accurately. That's what they're violating at the November election, the primary election, and at the Iowa straw poll, if that is indeed decided to be a quasi-hybrid government affair. However, the point is, in 95, they couldn't let Buchanan win, even if he won. And I don't know what happened, but you might remember that after 2 hours of delays, they came out and said, "Heh," and I was there, and I heard him. It was very sheepish, like, "Heh, we have a kind of an unusual result. We have an exact tie between Bob Dole and Phil Graham at 2,501 votes each." And then they claimed Buchanan got 1,950 votes at the 1995 straw poll. Well, in fact, there was no government involvement then, and the only people in the counting room with the little ticker tapes from the Diebold machines or whatever machine they were using back then, it was a computer, they were only Graham and Dole people. Well, when the speeches were on, and I was there witnessing this, Buchanan was getting raucous applause from the people of Iowa, 20,000 people, whatever, 15,000 people, whatever were present. And when Dole spoke, they were respectful. But so help me, everyone took a 15-minute nap. It was dead silence through 99% of Dole's speech. And Phil Graham got some applause. It was more polite and not as raucous as Buchanan. So let's just – I have always assumed, once they came out with that tie, that Buchanan probably won by at least a little bit. And but when the Dole and Graham people decided to cheat him in that locked room again, that nobody could see what they were doing, neither one would give way for first place. And Robert Novak of CNN came on the next morning and said, "It looks like you cooked the results," something like that. He said to Charlie Black, the GOP operative, and in his swarmy way, Charlie Black smiled and avoided that and went on to something else. Well, this time we had a 2-hour and 15-minute delay, even longer. And, of course, if Ron Paul had come in second to Romney, which we kind of suspect is the case, and I'll tell you how we're going to try to prove it in a minute, then that would have been a disaster for all these networks in the Republican Party who've been claiming the whole time that Ron Paul is a lower-tier candidate.
Absolutely. You just tied it all together right there. This is the thing. This is what a lot of people have to keep in mind when they fix these elections in a way. They don't have to necessarily fix it so that Ron Paul comes in last, but they couldn't afford to have Ron Paul even come in second.
That's right.
They couldn't afford to have Pat Buchanan come in second. They cut the deal. The big boys cut the deal and said, "Okay, well, you and I'll be tied for first."
Yeah.
And then Pat Buchanan will be essentially coming in third. So that keeps him out of the so-called upper tier.
Exactly. And they did this all behind closed doors, as sleazy as you can possibly and as crooked as you can possibly imagine, with no evidence then either. No evidence of what the actual votes were. Now, to move forward then, here's what we're going to do, Mike, on the on this. There is they claim he got Romney got 4,000 something votes, and I got to say Romney did have a good presence there. Then they claim that Brownback and Huckabee, two neocons, and then Tancredo, they said, came in fourth. Now, Tancredo had almost no physical presence there. However, I can believe that he got 1,000 900 votes, whatever they said, because Tancredo does, despite him being a neocon on foreign policy, he does have a tremendous loyalty for his courageous stand against illegal immigration.
Right.
And I don't believe they would have helped Tancredo at all, because he's disastrous. Even on that one issue, they can't stand him.
Right.
So Ron Paul then came in fifth, supposedly, with 1,305 votes. Well, now listen to this. It was well known at the event that all the campaigns bought tickets and gave them away. In fact, the Iowa GOP asked everybody to buy, all the campaigns to buy at least 800 tickets, because that was kind of like, they asked them to all do that as a courtesy to support the event. So Ron Paul's campaign bought and gave away and recorded that they gave away 800 tickets. An independent group, which we helped raise some money for, called Adopt an Iowan, raised, I just printed off their website last night, the last time they listed, $23,000-something. They bought 643 tickets, gave them away, and recorded who they gave them to. So that's 800 and 643. That's 1,443 right there, which is 138 more than Ron Paul received from this computer club.
Okay, Jim, we are going to our final break, and when we come back, we have a couple minutes, so you might want to think about some final points you want to make, and again, we'll ask you to give out your contact information. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and if you didn't get that information down earlier, get your pen and paper handy. Jim Condit is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a hard word to spell, but you can keep it in mind. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You can be assured that American Free Press is going to be keeping a close watch on these strange turns of events in the election process, and you can count on the Republic Broadcasting Network to do likewise. And we're going to have Jim Condit back here again. So, Jim, fire off your contact information once more before we wrap it all up.
Okay, it's votefraud.org. First link has all the articles on this 2008-2007 election drama that are relevant so far. Our P.O. box is Citizens for a Fair Vote Count, or Jim Conda Jr., whatever you want to write, votefraud.org, at P.O. Box 11339. That's P.O. Box 11339, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. That's Cincinnati, C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I, Ohio, 45211. And the email is votefraud@fuse.net. To finish that point, Mike, real quick, is that if the campaign bought and gave away 800 tickets, and if the Adopt an Iowan brought and gave away 643 tickets for people to vote for Ron Paul, that's already 139 or so votes, or 38 more votes than they gave him. And that means that not one Iowan came and paid for their own ticket and voted for Ron Paul. Now, admittedly, some people might show up and so forth, but we're going to try to get the affidavits and prove, this will be the greatest proof ever against the Diebold machine if we can get them, get, for, let's say, 1,400 affidavits, when they only gave Ron Paul 1,305 votes. So there is somewhat of a realistic chance here to finally prove by affidavits that these computers should be thrown out once and for all.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what, I think you've started off the election process, the 2008 election process, with a real forward stride there, and it is important because, you know, when there is a candidate like Ron Paul in there, who does represent some real revolutionary thought in comparison to these other creatures that are posturing as potential leaders of this land, I think we need to do everything we can to try to not only prop up Ron Paul's campaign, but make sure that the process itself is as clean as is humanly possible. And, you know, what you're doing is so important, and that's why I'm so glad you came on here. We only had an hour here tonight, Jim, but I think any honest person listening in who's never known about this should have to conclude that things are not as they seem and they are not as they should be.
Yes, yes. Well, and I appreciate you, Mike, having us on. And if you get a chance and glance through some of those articles, then you could decide. You know, there might be, so we can do some other shows if you wish on this and take some calls and things.
Oh, absolutely.
I apologize.
Absolutely.
It's just such a big subject that we ate up the hour just trying to lay the groundwork.
Exactly.
For people,
well, Jim, thanks again for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's votefraud.org on the Internet. That's not too hard to remember. You can get all the other interesting or informative material that Jim has talked about, and of course you can get his contact information as well. So Jim Conda Jr., thanks for coming aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important issue. You can't really get any more important than honest elections in this country where we supposedly have an electoral system that provides us our leaders. Now, we know a lot of these people that get elected go bad, but we do have an opportunity to elect good people and make sure that those good people stay in office. So help Jim Condit and Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. Thanks for listening in, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper. Please stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. See you here tomorrow night.